For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
Welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm Julie Hartman, sitting in for Dennis today. I am the co-host of a podcast that we share together called Dennis and Julie, and I'm also the host of my own three times weekly show called Timeless with Julie Hartman. I'm so pleased to welcome Caroline Leavitt onto the show today. She is President Donald Trump's 2024 National Press Secretary. She has had a fantastically successful career in the media. She worked for Fox News. She guest hosted for Grace Curley for a long time. I've been listening to her since she was guest hosting for Grace Curley on the Howie Carr Radio Network. She also has had a career in politics. Caroline ran for Congress to represent New Hampshire's first congressional district in 2022. She did lose in the general election, but she has gone on to work for the Trump campaign. And as I said, she's now the National Press Secretary and has served as a presidential writer and assistant press secretary to the former president in the press office. Caroline, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show.
Thank you, Julie, so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, so many questions to ask about this election, which is, my gosh, less than 6 months away. So we are really barreling towards it. Let's start with the Supreme Court. When do you expect to get the Supreme Court ruling on immunity? And what do you anticipate that ruling will be?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a landmark ruling that will come from the Supreme Court. We expect likely in the month of June. That is what they have said. And after the first hearing, we feel very confident that the Supreme Court is going to rule on the side of justice in this case, which is very important, not just for President Trump and the cases and the witch hunts he is facing by Joe Biden's administration, but also for all future presidents. What President Trump is asking for is not only that he, but all presidents past and future are protected for the official acts that they make when they are the executive chief officer of the United States, and that they have immunity from those. It's a very simple request. Our democracy would not be able to function without immunity for presidents. If we don't have it, all presidents will be liable to the witch hunts that we've seen, political persecutions from the opposing party for official acts that they make when they are in the White House. And so we're hopeful that the Supreme Court will rule on the side, again, of justice and on not just President Trump, but all future presidents as well.
If the ruling does go according to what you hope it will be, does that mean that the New York trial gets suspended, or does the New York trial continue because it's already underway?
It wouldn't impact the New York trial. It would impact the case out of Washington, D.C. that is being led by Jack Smith, specifically the January 6th case. It would actually basically undermine that case entirely, because Jack Smith is arguing that what President Trump did, which was question the results of an election, which is nothing illegal about that at all, but Jack Smith is alleging that it is illegal, those would be covered as by presidential immunity as official acts. And so it would impact that case. What we're seeing go on in New York is a travesty. I've been in the courtroom with President Trump over the past couple of weeks. And there you have a far left district attorney in Alvin Bragg, who is bending the law in New York, who had to do legal gymnastics just to bring this case forward. There's also a Democrat judge overseeing the case in Judge Merchan. He himself donated money to Joe Biden's campaign. And they're bringing this case forward in Manhattan because they know it's an overwhelmingly Democrat jurisdiction where it's nearly impossible to get a truly fair and impartial jury. So that's what's happening in New York. It is a witch hunt led by Joe Biden, just like this, the January 6th case in the federal court in Washington, D.C., which would be gravely impacted by the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. And that's why that case has been delayed, because they have to wait to see what the Supreme Court decides.
Has Donald Trump picked a vice president, and do you know who it is?
Julie, I appreciate the curiosity in the question. The answer is no. It is the process is very much still underway. It's a choice that only President Trump can make. There are a lot of great contenders on the table, and I can assure you that any one of them would be much better than Kamala Harris. And so it's a decision for President Trump to make. And he will decide in due time, and he'll announce it when he feels is right for the American public to know.
Yep. Well, we are all eagerly awaiting that announcement, I can tell you. But it'll be very interesting to see who he picks. We'll be back in just a few moments with Caroline Leavitt to discuss polling and what Caroline expects from her home state of New Hampshire, which did not have a real Democratic primary. It'll be very interesting to see how that affects the Democrats' outcomes in the 2024 election. Back in just a few moments. I'm Julie Hartman.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.